This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Hey, so, magic is dying.
Magic is dying.
And I think along with it, humanity is dying too.
Yeah, and so is hope.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about Justice League Dark? I don't remember.
I think just briefly, because that was one of the books that you hadn't read.
Oh, yeah. So I read Justice League Dark. I read it like when I was on vacation a couple weeks ago. But it's a good book.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in on it for sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to think, because some of the runs on it have been very good, and some of them have just kind of been a cluster. So, but this, I dug the way that it was, how, at least in the first issue, pretty much Zatanna was interacting with, I guess, everybody else who's going to be in the book, just in a one-on-one going through. I mean, there was Constantine, and she was talking to, like, Wonder Woman found her first, which I still don't understand Wonder Woman being in this.
Well, she's born from clay. So, I mean, that's kind of magic.
I guess, but, like, when you think of the DC magic universe, do you think of Wonder Woman?
Well, no. But, you know,
yeah,
it kind of adds a new twist to her, though.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't disagree that it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's the one thing that seemed a little weird to me.
Yeah, but, and then especially with all these misfits that you have in here, you're going to need somebody strong to lead them.
Yeah, true.
And who better than a no-nonsense type of person than Diana?
Yeah. I mean, also, you got Detective Chimp,
Well,
which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Anything with Detective Chimp in it is like a buy.
And it's weird. This version of Man-Bat, it's like, it's way different than than what we're getting in Plastic Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's definitely way different.
But I dig it, because instead of, you know, like, evil Man-Bat, it's, you still have Scientist Man-Bat.
Right.
So I'm excited to see where he goes. Like, especially when they first showed up, wherever he was, and he's, like, doing whatever the experiment, you know, and he's, like, all excited, and he's, like, running down the stairs to go find the vial of whatever to show them the stuff that he's been working on. Like, oh, yeah. I like this. And, of course, you got Alan Moore Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, literally Alan Moore Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But this book, I'm curious to see where it goes. I think it's going to be good. I mean, the team behind it is fantastic. So... yeah.
Speaking of books that you hadn't read.
Oh, God.
And Gary left you a sticky note.
Yeah.
Did you read Sideways?
That was the book that I didn't read.
Damn it.
I knew. You know what? Remember?
What about
remember
Red Hood?
Last time? Yeah. Remember we were talking about Red Hood, and I was like, oh, I think I'm a couple issues behind.
Yeah.
So, what issue just came out? 25?
Yeah.
Apparently, as I was going back, the last issue that I read was issue 13.
Good Lord, son.
So... I sat the last 2 days, and I am now fully caught up on Red Hood. That is a friggin' good book. I don't know how I just, like, kept spacing on reading it. It's one of those, I think, I mean, at first, that was easily one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Each month.
Uh-huh.
But then it was one of those, I think I just assumed that I was reading it, and I just, all of a sudden I looked, and I was like, oh, crap, Yeah, so I jumped back, and I read a lot of Red Hood. So to catch up, Bizarro is super smart, and he designed this invisible floating building above Gotham as their headquarters. And he has this awesome quantum door that'll get them anywhere. And he was starting to lose his super intelligence, and he was freaking out. So he... made them work with the Suicide Squad to go on some mission so that he could steal this synthetic kryptonite, like liquid kryptonite.
Yeah.
to prolong his intelligence. Like, he was taking baths in it, and he was now seeing his stuffed animal talking to him.
Yeah.
So he was losing his mind.
Keeping his mind.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, Artemis basically figured out what was going on and said, you got to stop. Like, we like you for you. I don't care that you're this super genius that, like, designed an invisible suit that Red Hood has so he can, like, sneak anywhere.
Right.
Or, I guess, a cloaking device sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then he smashes one of the things and he starts flipping out and he starts trying to lick the, the stuff off the floor. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, there's this weird guy with three faces that's mm-hmm. like, I know what's going on. And you're just like, I don't know who that guy is. That's all weird. And then it kind of skips and there's one issue where it's Jason reading letters from his father in prison that Batman gave to him, even though, I mean, I guess he held them from him for a while.
Yeah.
So you get to see a lot of his backstory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you find out that his father, because Jason was ill and they needed to pay medical bills or something, he decided to become a henchman. So he was henching for a lot of the Gotham bad guys. Mm-hmm. And ended up working for Penguin, who ended up basically using him as a fall guy to go to prison for him. And then you come back to the present day where the Penguin is giving some speech in Gotham City, and Jason shows up, points a gun at his face, and pulls the trigger, and then all hell breaks loose. And he and Batman go at it for a bit until Bizarro stops Batman, and Bizarro now is dumb again and can't figure out how to stop the invisible building from flying into the city of Gotham and destroying everything until he realizes he has the quantum door, and he pulls the ship through the quantum door. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Artemis goes after him, and then there's Batman has Jason Todd again, and pretty much it looks not so good for him.
Yeah, I was beating the hell out of him.
Oh my god, was that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I love that the fight
and
scene.
And Jason's not fighting back.
Right, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And but that first kick mm-hmm. where he shatters the hood,
mm-hmm.
and Jason just starts laughing, and he's like, "Wow, you must be mad. I've never seen you. You know, you've never even hit the Joker that hard, and you hate him."
Mm-hmm. But, and then, of course, then Arsenal comes and saves the day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or not saves the day, but gets Jason out of there.
Pulls him out of there, yeah. So the next issue of Red Hood and the Outlaws looks like it's going to be Red Hood and Arsenal again?
It looks like it's going to actually be Red Hood and the Outlaws. Like,
yeah,
you know, not just Artemis and Bizarro.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's definitely a game changer because Batman rips off his logo.
Uh-huh.
And tells him that... Okay, so he tells him that he's... Red Hood is no more, right?
Yes. Yep.
But it's not really his place to say that, because basically Jason came back as Red Hood as like a flip off to the Joker, right?
Well, I think...
So, like, he can't just take the name away.
But I think what he meant by that is his association with the Bat family is over. Like, that's why he ripped the Bat logo off his chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't... This is, like, to me, it's almost comparable to, like, Dick being Robin, transforming into Nightwing type thing, right? Mm. Because this is next-level stuff for Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Like, he's already had so much foundation and background laid out for him, and even more so in the last couple of issues, you know, as we found out about his dad and stuff like that.
Right.
But, like, now going forward... Like, it's a whole different chapter for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we've seen preview pages of what the new costume is going to look like.
Oh, I haven't even looked.
You haven't?
No, no.
I thought we shared that on Discord.
Oh, you know, you may have. I might not have noticed.
Yeah. It looks more street SWAT-ish.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of huge game-changing parts mm-hmm. in this. Mm-hmm. Not only the stuff with Batman, and, I mean, I guess the Penguin. But this is the thing. Like, the police were there to arrest Red Hood for the murder of Penguin, but yeah. they were saying that Penguin's in the hospital in critical condition.
Yeah. Well, he shot him in the head at point blank, so...
Yeah, but they never actually said he was dead. And the fact that it's a comic book leads me to believe that he will be back in, like, you know, 2 years from now, he'll be back and none of this will have ever happened.
Yeah.
Well, just like there was an issue in the Batman and Robin book in the New 52 mm-hmm. after Robin died and it was like Batman and whoever else. There were a couple issues where it was Batman and Two-Face. And, like, the end of one of the issues, it's got Two-Face looking in a mirror in a bathroom saying, basically, like, sounding like he's saying goodbye. And he's holding a gun. And he holds the gun to his head. And then it's, like, off-screen, you see a bang. And you're just like, well, damn, Two-Face just shot himself in the head? Like, what happened? And then a month later, he's in another comic.
Well, yeah. But I think kind of what's different from then to, like, now is, as you saw, like, Jason was even, like, giving Batman shit, like, one-liners about him being mopey Batman from Selina standing him up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, Batman's not the stable emotional or stable less emotion person that he normally is.
Yep.
So, even, like, kicking him that hard, probably, I don't know if he would have, if the events in Batman would have happened or not. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah,
He would have took him down hard, but I don't know if he would have took him down hard with extreme prejudice type stuff like he seemingly was doing in this issue.
Right.
So it's kind of cool that at least all the Bat family books, every character is kind of on par with everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because even like Jason's smartassness
yep.
in this bled over to Detective, like when Batwoman was on trial type thing.
Oh, yeah, because they reference that too.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I'm curious about with this book is when Penguin is there and Red Hood is like, I'm not here about Batman or whatever. I'm here about, I just forgot his father's name, Willis. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know why. He's like, you know, basically he takes off his helmet and he's like, oh, he's my father. And Penguin's laughing that he just gave up his secret identity mm-hmm. and Batman's by extension.
Right.
Now, if there's all those TV cameras and everything there, because when he shot Penguin in the head, it was on the news. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, it was shown live, it seems. Mm-hmm. Does the whole world now know?
Well, I think you have to go into the belief that the whole world...
The camera wasn't there at the time.
Well, no, the bigger story now to overshadow that question that nobody's going to think about is that, oh my God, he just shot him in the head on live TV.
So you're going to tell me that if we have masked people running around as superheroes and one of their associates kills, just say, you know, John Gotti in New York.
I know who John Gotti is.
But at the same time, he basically says, hey, you know, Batman is, what's his name? Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. You don't think that the fact that Richard Branson is Bat, you know, is like this hero would also be a huge story?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. And I'm sure that'll probably play out maybe later on. But I think that's one of the things that, like I said, like the audio probably wasn't good. Or, I mean, that's something that they're going to write off like that mm-hmm. never happened type thing. Like, oh, we couldn't get the audio because the commotion was going on or, you know, whatever.
Hmm. Maybe. But
yes, I see what you're saying, and I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I don't think it'll be a factor. I think it'll be written off, kind of. Yeah. Unless it's the bigger wedge that, besides the Penguin thing, that drives the wedge between Batman and Jason, too, was that he unwittingly outed his identity, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, the fight between the two of them mm-hmm. was so good. Mm-hmm.
And it's like something, and it even referenced them eating the burger on top of the Batmobile, remember?
From yeah, the way beginning.
Or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's basically what Batman was saying. He's like, I said you could come back to Gotham as long as you promise no killing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you made one promise and you couldn't even keep it.
Yep. So. All right, to move away from that.
Hold on. But at the end of the issue, did you read past where you see the three-faced guy again?
Man-E-Faces?
Is that his name?
No, that's the He-Man villain.
The guy from
villain.
He-Man, right?
Yeah. So it's crossing over with Injustice versus Masters of the Universe? No. I did, but, I mean, you just recently read it, and read it like 2 weeks ago.
Well, as it turns out, that is his father.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why this guy was so invested in whatever, you know, and the right. Yeah.
Yeah. The next one's going to be awesome because we're going to get to see. I mean, this is easily a book that not everybody's reading, I would say. Or if they are reading, they're not talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is one of my favorite books of Rebirth, and I fell 6 months behind.
Well, I know. How is that possible?
I have no idea. Just there's so many things to read. But I mean, honestly, now that I'm like completely caught up, I'm there's no way I will fall behind on this one again.
Yeah.
I say now.
Yeah, you say that now, but
next
two
week,
more episodes
hey,
it'll be
you
like
read the 26. Oh, I didn't have time.
Yeah. I was on vacation for a week and a half and then work.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Aquaman 39 came out last week. Is that right?
Could be. I don't think I've read that one yet.
Okay. Well, I'm not. That's not my question, though.
Okay.
But they're going to shake it up and, like, restart it.
Oh, yeah. That I'm not happy about.
Okay.
If that was your question.
And they're going to Momoa him.
Yeah, that's terrible. First of all, the people who are going to go see the Aquaman movie, I mean, as much as I hope that people who go and see these comic book movies are going to all of a sudden be like, maybe I'll read an Aquaman comic book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any cross promotion at all at movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the general movie theater, you know, movie going audience being like, all right, I'm going to go hit up, you know, the comic shop after this and see what Aquaman's comics are doing. As much as I want it to,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're going to take what has been an amazing Aquaman run
mm-hmm.
and like totally game changing in the Aquaman universe
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden start turning it into the movie version stuff is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read the whole Atlantis War and like the Mira series and everything?
I'm behind on her standalone issue, but I'm caught up on Aquaman through 39.
What? How are you caught up on Aquaman, but you didn't read the series that goes along with it that shows the other half of everything that was going on?
I don't know.
Oh my god, dude, that's like me being behind on Red Hood. That just doesn't happen.
I know. But for me, the only thing that's confusing on that is like all of a sudden Aquaman has long hair and a full beard
and a harpoon for a hand.
No, he doesn't have a harpoon for a hand. Yet.
Yeah.
But the Suicide Squad has entered. So.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this Aquaman run,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. At the beginning of the New 52, I think Geoff Johns was writing Aquaman.
Okay.
I think he wrote it at the start, and it was pretty good. But I think he only wrote the first, like, 11 issues or so. And then everything after that, it was really hit or miss.
Yeah,
and
Geoff Johns wrote the first volume.
Okay.
And called The Trench.
Yeah.
In the New 52.
Okay, yeah, so he did write the start. And I don't remember, Cullen Bunn took over for a little bit, but I think that was not right after Geoff Johns. I think that was a bit after.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And I don't remember, to be honest, I don't even remember his story in Aquaman at this point. I just remember before any of his issues even came out, people were hating on it because he was talking about stuff he was thinking about.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote, I don't know, 6 issues, and the scripts were all in before the first issue came out, and he basically quit the book.
Yeah.
Because of the backlash.
Yeah.
So then those issues came out, and then I forget who took over after that, but it was like really up and down. And then with Rebirth, the first couple issues I didn't like, mm-hmm. because the whole... Because
you were wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, because they were bad. They were not good. No, because
you were wrong.
They were not good. But like issue 2 or 3, maybe 3 or 4,
maybe 7. Maybe 1 or 2.
Yeah. No, it's like it was a few issues in that it like really picked up. And since then, I've loved this book.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with you know, Mira being brought in to be the new queen to unite, you know, the two nations, mm-hmm. and, you know, bringing in Ocean Master basically on her side to help. And then and they're like, no, we're going to have him be the king. And then she has to duel him.
Right.
The fight between the two of them. Did you read that?
Was it in Aquaman?
I don't remember if it was in Aquaman or Mira.
Because it doesn't really. Oh,
so it was in her book then. I won't. Well, I mean, obviously, you know how it ends up.
Yeah.
At this point. But how she wins is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you or no?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I already know the ending, so I mean.
Okay, yeah. So basically, you know, the two of them are fighting, and because she's been magically poisoned, mm-hmm. that she's still not back to her full strength. Mm-hmm. So she can't. I mean, first of all, he's like ridiculously strong to begin with, so she's having trouble with the fight. But then, out of nowhere, she remembers she can control water, so she basically just starts messing with like his ability to breathe the water.
Mm-hmm.
And is like causing him to suffocate until he yields, which
that's
was
pretty
like,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, oh, wait a minute. I can control the water in your lungs. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, okay. So, yeah. But I mean, Mira's badass. And I don't want it to change. Like they had this huge storyline and now you're like, it's like Mira is the queen of Atlantis. Let's see where it goes from here. Not, hey, here's this new story.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. They're going to have to do something because I don't know if they're restarting like numbers or not, or if they're just continuing the numbers, but something's going to have to change to where he looks like, you know,
a homeless surfer.
Yeah. To all of a sudden like a homeless Hawaiian surfer.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to fall in mud? That's going to dye his blonde hair.
Just never go under the water again. So he stays dirty.
Yeah. Is he gonna hang out in the salvage yard or what?
I don't know. And also, how did Aquaman fall like 14 issues behind every other book?
I don't know. I don't know. We asked that like every
a while ago, right?
Every couple of episodes, we asked that. We're like,
yeah, because like happened? Everything else now, they're what 53?
No, 39. Yeah, everything else is like 53.
53, yeah. Like all those. Yeah, and yeah. How like 39? The one that just came out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember if Aquaman went monthly before everything else did.
Yeah, but still, it'd be in the 40s, I would think.
Think, right? Yeah, I don't know. Huh. I'm going to have to go back and look on Comixology and just see when the release dates were, because I'm curious where, you know, if all of a sudden, instead of every other week, it started coming out like every 6 weeks or mm-hmm. something. So that, you know, it lost 4 or 5 issues there. Because I don't remember a time when it was like, oh, Aquaman hasn't come out in a while.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I don't know. It might have been like holiday, fifth week, months. I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember. So, but I mean, even if we counted the Mira series as Aquaman, that's only 6 issues. So yeah. There's still, you know, 8 behind.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Whoa. Drum roll, please.
I moved my foot and I opened a garbage pail that hit into a filing cabinet.
Well, that's like saying this issue just went straight to the garbage.
No, but it didn't. I liked it.
I know. Maybe this episode did. I don't know.
Believe me, it didn't go straight there. It started out there and it's been hanging out since.
So did you read the new Injustice versus Masters of the Universe?
No, because I didn't remember that came out until you mentioned it before.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, look, I read like 14 issues of Red Hood. I can't read everything and make you happy.
Okay, so this issue makes me love Masters of the Universe even more.
Okay.
because there's backstories about different things, like different characters and old characters, and just seeing the Masters of the Universe characters, mm-hmm. heroes and villains again. And it's like, oh my God, I remember those so much. Like, and then you look at the splash page and it has like different characters on it that doesn't have their names on it. And I'm sitting there going, oh, this is this person and this is this person. This right. is Spike Orr and this is, you know. But I'm curious on if you think the art's still bad or not, which you're wrong about.
Who's writing this? Tim Seeley's writing this, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just skimming it right now. I'm not really reading it. Mm-hmm. To answer your art question, I don't like the art style.
Yeah. You established that in issue one when you said it was total garbage.
It's the same. Okay. It just looks... Look, I mean, I can't draw for shit. So I'm not like trashing this guy's ability, but to me, it doesn't look... It does not appeal to me.
Yeah, I think it fits. It's completely different from the Injustice book.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think having this mixed with Masters of the Universe, I think it totally fits.
I guess.
Because you have the cartoonish over the top. I mean, seriously, who looks like He-Man?
Oh, nobody. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, no, so. Sure. But it works in a style, in a way. Like, even with, like, Evil Lyn, you know, when they come and get her out of the cave and stuff.
Right.
And Trapjaw, actually, his jaw looks like actual... adamantium instead of an actual like rust bucket jaw that they just stuck on there.
Do you mean adamantium or do you mean the stuff like Metallo is made of?
Either or. Whatever. I mean, just fluid.
Instead of wrong fluid. Universe, man.
Well, everybody knows what I was talking about, though.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. The art works good for me in this, and like it makes sense of who the actual DC villains are that are possessed by Eterna magic, I guess.
Right.
So.
Is Skeletor still like all whiny and terrible, or is he like badass at this point?
Well, this is only issue 2.
Right.
And we only see him like in the back half.
Oh, so it's like the first issue and, is barely there.
Yeah, and so like... At the beginning, he's still, like, bowing down to Superman and stuff or whatever. But then he finds his actual sword.
Ooh.
In it. So, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So I'm assuming he'll be badass in the next issue or so.
So,
Yeah.
You know how DC will do, like, the... I mean, like, they put out a ton of those little, like, Lego DC movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do, sometimes they'll do just a short animated thing that's not like a full-on movie, but it's like a half-hour special or whatever.
Right.
Do you think that they should do that crossover as a
short?
As one of those like little, or even make it like an hour and 20-minute movie?
If they can get the license for it.
But I mean, don't they have the license for it?
I don't think so.
Because
I think like Mattel or Hasbro or whatever still has the Masters of the Universe license. I don't know that for sure. I don't think DC has it, but they might since it's Warner Brothers, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, they're putting out the comic, so I guess they just have the license for the comic.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
But like, how cool would that be?
I mean, they put out the Batman versus TMNT, so I mean, that's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't own TMNT.
Now, with some of the stuff, like I know, I mean, they've done a whole bunch of stuff. They did, I mean, there was like the Green Lantern Star Trek crossover. And
all the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yes, there was the Space Ghost Green Lantern book, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, I don't know, that would be kind of cool if they could do some of that stuff.
Yeah, I would, it would be awesome. I would love just a regular Master of the Universe cartoon again.
Oh, yeah.
And not some hippy-dippy jazz stuff like we had like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was there a He-Man cartoon recently?
I don't think recently. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
But... See, I don't even remember that one. I remember there was the Thundercats one.
Yeah. There. I mean, it could have even been like 5 or 6 years ago, but they tried to modernize it too much, I think.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
No one wants to see He-Man with a tablet playing Fortnite.
or PUBG or whatever the other one's called.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody's going to at He-Man 39 on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness. See, that right there, you know that the industry is in trouble when they start doing stuff like that. It's like, we need to attract younger viewers. And there's like three issues of Titan, of the Teen Titans one, mm-hmm. with Damian, where he just gets hooked on, like, you know, I don't know, Gods of War. And he's like just sitting in front of the PlayStation.
Yeah, he becomes a social media zombie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, I got to tweet everything. Gotham Central needs to update their rooftops. Hashtag Gotham sucks.
That would be pretty. I think if that was like a little bit of a side story in one issue for like three panels, that would actually be kind of funny.
Yeah. And the Wallace Flash would be like going around and like going through drive-thrus to figure out which one is the best one.
Yeah.
McDonald's drive-thru took me 3 seconds, where Taco Bell took me 1 second. Hashtag run for the border. You could just see like a whole bunch of. Oh man.
That would
where
be
did we go from here?
I did read the newest Justice League.
Okay.
Now, speaking of where do we go from here?
Uh huh.
I got to ask you a question. This is an ongoing, right?
Uh huh.
Not just like an event series.
Right.
Okay. So you have the baddest of the bad guys,
mm-hmm.
basically about to destroy and recreate the entire universe,
mm-hmm.
in their image, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from there? Once the Justice League succeeds, which I assume they would in their own book,
right?
What could you possibly do that ramps up anything after that?
I don't know.
It's going to seem like a letdown, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's Snyder weaving it for you. I mean, there's going to have to be something universe shattering, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, maybe they don't succeed. And in this book, there is some weird something or other that now, you know, the Justice League sort of like, you know, like its own Flashpoint almost.
It's metal.
Yeah, but like good, like Flashpoint. Where, you know, where something is different and the Justice League are the only ones that realize it and they have to try and fix it or something like that, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with stuff along the way. But like if they defeat the Legion of Doom and they stop this whole thing, I mean, they've taken out each and every one of their worst villains.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
And so, okay, but the bigger question is, because Planet Earth is a White Lantern?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is that racist? So next issue, we're going to fight planet with planet, basically.
That's what it seems like?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's the... I just forgot what the planet was. The...
Mogo?
No, there was the planet that was brought in. There was some other planet that's like right in the orbit of Earth or something, wasn't there? Is that this book? Am I thinking of?
I don't know. Maybe? Because I don't remember that, but it could be.
Now I have no idea what book I'm talking
about. Yeah, see? I have no idea what you're talking about either.
It's Umbrax. It's the sun. The ultraviolet lantern sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the sun. Yeah.
I knew there was something. I'm like, now I don't know what book I'm even talking about anymore.
Yeah. So it's basically ultraviolet lantern sun versus White Lantern planet.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get in part 6.
No. Oh, yeah, part 6.
Mm-hmm. The next issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is issue 6 because issue 5 was the Legion of Doom issue.
Yeah, correct.
Now, are they going to alternate back and forth?
Yeah, every so many issues we'll get a Legion of Doom issue.
Okay, but this is... Okay. In the last page, it just says fight planet with planet, so...
Yeah. So, blah, 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 blah. Easy for me to say. So, knowing that, you know, every so often we'll get a Legion of Doom book,
mm-hmm.
makes me think that they're not going to go away that easy. Or, like you said, they win. But if they win, then it would be a Legion of Doom book for like two or three issues instead of just like one shot every fourth issue.
Yeah, and I mean, towards the end of this past issue, I was kind of surprised that the Justice League got away as easily as they did.
Or did they?
Well, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, they were all in, like, dire straits.
Yeah.
And then they're all back together. Yeah. And it's like, maybe if we don't fight this and we try and use it, you're like, okay. And I think the best part is when they're telling Flash that he needs to embrace the Still Force.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I think it was Wonder Woman, is like, you need to do this faster.
A lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, she says you need to slow down a lot faster.
Oh, slow down fast. Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know. with questions, I still think this is the best Justice League book has been for a while.
Though. Ages.
Yeah.
Ages.
Even though, you know, the question is where the hell we go here after we went huge.
Yeah.
But a part of that's like the cool factor or the curious factor of the book, too.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not upset with this book in any way. I really enjoy it.
Right.
I'm just, you know, it's the same thing that I always have when, you know, say just like in a random Green Arrow book, you have, you know, Brainiac shows up and takes over half the universe and Hal Jordan by himself is able to stop it.
Right.
You're like, okay, well, that's, you know, it's a problem normally the Justice League would do. But yeah. Like he just did it by himself. And then you get like an Aquaman book, you know, the oceans from seven other universes come into Earth's oceans and the life is destroying everything, you know, and he does it by himself.
Right.
And then you get the Justice League book and it's like, hey, here's a kid with an iPod that's, you know, that's doing something. You're just like, what? Like, why do you need the whole Justice League to do this ridiculous crap when individually they're doing these giant things?
Mm-hmm.
But like in this one, they are doing, I mean, I cannot think of a storyline with the exception of maybe the Source Wall stuff that is as grand a scale as this.
Yeah.
I mean, in recent years anyway.
Yeah, true. Very true.
So.
And the art's fantastic on it too. So. Oh,
God, yes. Yeah, that's Jimenez, right?
Yep.
Who, I'm trying to think, he didn't do the art on the Legion of Doom one. I think that was Mankey.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I mean, the art in that one too was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good story.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. And it's surprising because Snyder's been so hit or miss for me lately.
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, like this.
Mostly miss for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in Rebirth, anyway. I mean, I enjoyed his whole Batman run, but the Rebirth stuff he's done, I'm just like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, I have two more books to touch on before we wrap it up, but it's going to be pretty quick unless we get derailed.
So it'll take a while?
Well, I don't think you've read these two books, so.
Okay.
That's why it'll be quick. Damage number 8?
No, I have not read that one yet.
It was cool because Unknown Soldier came back in it.
Oh, nice.
So, it actually takes place in Columbia, Missouri, where I am.
That's like in the movie Ransom.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place like literally right by where I grew up, and they're driving down the highway by my town.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Quick, pull off in that quarry!" What? What?
There is no quarry here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that part's cool, but. I really enjoyed this issue. I know like Damage hasn't been on the top of our list for New Age of Heroes books.
Yeah. It's in my upper half.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for me it's constantly in the middle.
Actually, besides Sideways and Silencer, I think Damage is probably
yeah, see, I like Curse I like Brimstone better.
Mm.
So this would probably be my fourth one, I would say.
Yeah, I know I've not read the last two issues of Damage.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking now it might be as many as like maybe 14 or 15 issues.
Well, there's only 8, so.
Yeah. No, I believe I read the first six.
You'd only be six behind.
Yeah. No, I think I've read the first six. I'm only...
No, yeah. It's cool to see the Unknown Soldier back. And then, you know, like for me wise, it's a cool shout out to where I'm at.
Yeah.
Even though there's nothing remotely close. But, you know. And then the other one is Batgirl 24. Or 25, I mean.
Okay.
Which is extra size anniversary issue. And I'm not sure. And it's just like three or four stories. Because there's crap tons of people writing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Paul Dini and Bennett and Scott. And so it's not... But it is Batgirl being Batgirl. So it's fun, and like each issue is pretty cool.
Mm.
And I don't remember if this is one of the books that's ending or not.
I don't remember if Back... I know Batgirl and the Birds of Prey was ending, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember if Batgirl is.
Yeah. But, yeah. Each story in here is pretty cool. And it takes on, like, different something. Like, Scarecrow's in the first story, you know, and then... Joker kind of is, and Amanda Waller's in like the second story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, a couple of things. Maybe that isn't Amanda Waller and I was just thinking it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I know Batgirl is one of those books. I didn't read this one because, I mean, so I will read it.
You're so far behind on stuff.
No. I'm
it's totally not Amanda Waller, by the way.
I'm totally caught up on Batgirl.
Oh.
Yeah. It's no, Batgirl's been one of those books that's been so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that when they're like, yeah, the whole creative everything is going away. It just sort of like with Superman at first, I was just like, come on, like, why are you doing that? This book, it's so good. Why are you going to mess with it?
Right.
So,
yeah. And like one of the stories is, her and Nightwing Netflix and chill type of thing. But I mean, they actually
speaking of modernizing it for the kid.
Well, I mean, there is no Netflix on, but like, well, maybe so. But like, they're actually talking about different things, like, you know, serious stuff, or
right.
You know, can they make this work, or are they just going to be FWB type stuff or whatever? So,
well, now they're going to have and to that one up Jason Todd.
Yeah, that one's written by Marguerite Bennett.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so I really enjoyed this issue, but I've enjoyed Batgirl for the last while, so.
Yeah, it's been very good. Before we wrap this up, did mm-hmm. you see that apparently Suicide Squad 2 is being delayed, the start of filming?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think might have been reading it last night somewhere, that apparently Will Smith is going to be filming Bad Boys 3, and okay. He's going to be filming, I think, a sequel to whatever the Netflix movie with the goblins.
Yeah.
Blight, was it?
Bright,
yeah.
Blight.
I don't know.
Rainbow Bright.
Basically, you know, fantasy Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he is filming those two movies before he's going to be filming the Suicide Squad. So it's okay. Probably... so next year, I mean, at the end of this year, we got Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
And then early next year is going to be Shazam. Late mm-hmm. next year is supposedly going to be the Birds of Prey movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's talk that the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie might be out by the end of next year.
Okay.
And then I think Suicide Squad 2 has been pushed from next year to 2020.
So basically... Will Smith can't be like Dwayne Johnson and film like 43 things at once.
No.
Yeah.
No, I guess not.
Interesting.
I mean, he's a little older now, so in his younger days, he probably could have.
Probably not. Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate, really, but I guess. I would rather like a Superman movie or Wonder Woman 2 movie or...
Well, oh, that's the other one. Wonder Woman 2 is coming out next year.
Yeah.
That's the other one that was coming out.
Or Batman, or Flash, or, you know, well, something besides Suicide Squad 2.
They're starting filming Flash soon. I think I saw that too.
Cool.
I could be completely making that up, but I believe I saw somewhere that was going to start. If it doesn't start before the end of this year, it's going to film early next year.
Well, you're going to have to. at some point, right?
Make stuff up? Yeah. Man of Steel 2 just started filming 2 hours ago in my backyard.
I meant to actually start filming because, yeah, like the Will Smith situation, you're not going to stand around and say, well, I'm just going to wait until we start filming Suicide Squad 2.
Well, but the thing is, Will Smith is involved in like 900 different projects, whereas Ezra Miller is waiting to do The Flash. I mean, I'm sure he's doing other stuff because he does, but not...
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have a point where Miller's going to be like, okay, screw this. I'm not waiting around anymore.
Yeah.
I need to go pursue something else. Or you could be like Ben Affleck and be like, nope, I'm good for a while. You guys come at me when you're ready.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation, bro.
Did you see the fake articles going around about how Henry Cavill said he was done playing Superman?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, a couple things were coming out with that he's like, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. But of course, he's like, they were all from like Onion type sites.
Oh,
but like people were sharing it around. I saw it a bit on Facebook that people were sharing it around. And I'm like, guys, these sites are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I figured maybe they've been trying for a couple of years to say that Ben Affleck was quitting playing Batman. Mm. And every time he's like, I'm not quitting playing Batman. I figured now Aquaman's coming out soon that they're going to have to start those up again. But I guess they went with Henry Cavill this time.
That kind of changed the direction of it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were even saying that Gal Gadot was not going to play Wonder Woman again.
Yeah.
They were trying that, and they're like, no, I'm filming Wonder Woman too. It's like, what the, knock it off.
Well, that's just like the same thing like on the roast of Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. Like he came out and he said, he's setting the record straight that Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. It's a Bruce Willis movie. So he didn't actually say that it's not a Christmas movie or it is a Christmas movie. He's just saying it's a Bruce Willis movie.
See,
but then there's people out there that's tweeting it like, oh, see, he said that right here without the next line, you know? I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, well, you care. You say it's a Christmas movie.
Well, it is a Christmas movie.
There you go. Eating a fried chicken sandwich, just because the fried chicken doesn't have a bone, it's still a fried chicken sandwich.
Nope.
It is.
Nope.
You can't tell me that just
it's
because
a chicken,
the movie
it's a fried chicken tender sandwich
Christmas, that it's a it's not tenders.
Fried chicken is what your mom or your grandma makes.
No.
Yeah.
If it's chicken and it's fried, it is fried chicken.
No, it
and
is just chicken that has been fried.
Just because a movie takes place around Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
That's correct. So like Home Alone's not a Christmas movie.
Home Alone's not a Christmas movie. Just happens to take place around Christmas.
Yeah. Neither is
Die Hard.
No. Or Christmas Vacation. Just because it has Christmas in the title doesn't mean it's Christmas.
That one's a Christmas movie. That one I'll fight you on.
All right. Let's wrap this up then. Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the latest episode of Nonsense. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_Absolute. Thank you for listening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.